Well, today you get me for EMP. You've seen the verses. Actually, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 5. It's actually one of the key verses from the sermon on Sunday. Let's bow our head and pray first. Heavenly Father, we thank you to bring us all here today, this morning, to give and offer our first fruit to you, Lord God. May you soften our hearts and use me to share your words so that our lives will be touched and transformed. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen. Well, the passage, just let me read it out first. It's, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is with our God. The Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. I was actually sharing this verse last night with our house church, so it might be a bit of a repetition if you were in my house church last night and heard about it. I was actually asked to meditate on this verse two nights ago, and I thought it would be good to share it today as well, because like last night I really felt God opened my eyes a bit more, and hopefully it resonates with you as well. The first time I actually think a bit more deeply about this verse, I know everyone's know this verse so well. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. I first heard of it, think of it more deeply when I was doing EG a couple of years ago. And the first time I thought of it, I was thinking, wow, this commandment is so hard. It's so hard. I don't know if I could love anyone or anything with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. That was my first reaction. That's a couple of years ago. And I was actually feeling kind of stuck that, how do I actually do this? And over the past couple of years, I don't actually think I made much progress. But yesterday, as we were singing song and praying together, I noticed one of the sisters who were worshipping. When she was singing the song, what's the name? I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. She was actually very, very joyful, happy. And I think it just revealed to me that she was receiving God's love and she was worshipping. She was actually receiving God's love when she was worshipping. And then the first, we love because God's first love came to my mind. So it's actually because God loved us first, and then what we need to do, actually all we need to do is to respond in loving him back, so that there's actually no striving. It's not about performance. It's not about us. It's not about us trying so hard to love God. It's really just a response to loving God back after or as we receive the love from God. And I think this is actually very meaningful, and for me at least, it's a revelation. Because as we know more about God, with our heart, our whole inner being, and with our soul, our feeling, our emotions, and with our minds, that's like all our strength and our being. I think it's through, if we actually look at, if you remember on Sunday, PSAM had these five-point sermons on proper time, proper place, proper posture, proper focus. I think the first four of these actually help us to remind us that are we thinking the it help us to focus on, are we actually at the right kind of setting? Are we helping ourselves with the dedicated time to focus on God? Are we at the right place? Are we comfortable? Are we concentrating on God? These things actually give us a guideline to see if we are dedicating the time to God. And the last thing about prayer and about word is actually the things that would actually help us to love God. And here, let's say for a guy, quite often, so I guess I can say for myself that when I've done something bad or hurt someone and hurt God, I think about the parable of the prodigal son, that knowing God, that when I repent and go back to him, he would actually just run out to the field to open his arm to receive me. Even though I have hurt him and I haven't said anything, but my heart is turning back to him and more at the right place, and he would just run out to me to receive me and restore me and put on this ring that I don't deserve, put on this robe that I don't deserve, but clothe me. I really feel like, wow, God's love is so great. So it's so, so much easier to love him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. And then for a girl, well, I'm imagining, I'm not a girl and don't have a wife. I'm imagining, for example, I think we've got a couple here like Mimi and Pastor Salamat. So I'm imagining if Mimi is just sitting on a bed and Pastor Salamat sitting on a bed and Mimi just lie down. Sorry. Mimi just lie down on Pastor Salamat's lap and just being very intimate, like Pastor Salamat's showing his love for her, maybe just like counting her hair. Just like, oh, Mimi, I love you. I want to take good care of you. And just like talking to her. I'm thinking, wow, if I were Mimi, I was thinking, wow, my husband loves me so much. God loves me so much. So there's this intimacy relationship. And so I think like with that kind of perspective, with reading the word, it's an understanding, appreciating that what the spoken word in the Bible is true and is God's love story for us, it really, really helps us to respond in loving God back. And also, of course, in apart from the word, the last point was prayer. Prayer is about sharing our hearts with God. When we are in trouble or struggle, or when we just have good things to share and joy, as you would want to share your very, very happy things with your loved ones, as well as sad things that you want to be comforted, that you will do these things. So, yeah, for me, only like after 3-4 years did I come to a better understanding, realization that as I spend time reading the Bible, knowing God's love for me and for my brothers and sisters, for my friends, and praying, listening to God, or praying for breakthroughs for myself, as well for my family and friends. And once a while, I notice how God answers prayer. Like, show me that, yes, He is real, He is active, He's living right now. That's really, help me to see this commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. It's not a burden. It's a natural response to God as we seek Him and respond to Him. And this is, to me, it's really such a revelation. And I guess just one last point to dwell on for the Sunday sermon is when we do Bible meditation, it also talks about we can use it for teaching, as a reason for thanksgiving, and as confession, and as well as a prayer for petition. The second point about as a confession, I know that we all want to be humble, but to me, I sense that a true sign of humility is, people say that I'm humble, but honestly, I don't feel that. And especially, I think it's true that I'm really not, is that if we are humble, we would confess to God about our sins every day. And I don't do that. And I've only recently realized that, if we believe God is sovereign and we have a good understanding of our sin or sinfulness, we would truly say sorry to God every day, and our hearts will be broken because we hurt Him, the one who loves us so much. So, as I ask Janella here to just come on to play some music, I'll just ask you to meditate on this verse. Love the God, Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And just first think about how God has loved you. How God has loved you first. Over all these years, how He loves you, how He touched you. And even though there may be times that you don't realize how He loves you, think about the verses He's given into your heart. Maybe like the first I said about, maybe He's counting every single hair in your head. If you're a girl or as a guy, how you have sinned, and the forgiving Father forgive you every time, no matter how many times you have sinned against Him, more than 7 times 70. And then, think about responding to this love. Let's bow our head and think about that first. Thank you.
Sing. of when your love came down, I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your
As I was meditating on this verse again, my first natural response was, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I don't deserve your love, but you love me anyway. When I have been so sinful, I hurt you so much and hurt so many of your children. You are so good, you are so worthy of our praise. And then my next sense was, Lord, I need to repent to you. repent for my hurt for you. Also, just ask you to spend maybe just a moment to repent and cleanse our hearts so we can come closer and closer to Him, because it's God is holy. We are also to be holy. So just a moment to come to this good place with God. Yeah, in the past, when I repent, I usually feel quite bad. But today, when I was repenting, I was actually looking forward to God. You are cleansing my sins so that I can be closer to be with you. I'm focusing more on I can be with you in a much closer, deeper relationship, greater intimacy. I'm actually looking forward to this repentance. May you also look forward to this repentance, so that repentance is not a burden or something that you feel sad or shame or anything negative about. It's actually repentance about getting good with God. You want to be closer to God, your Heavenly Father. So never again, may I ask God to give us this this desire and this perspective, that may we never feel bad or shame to repent, but looking forward to repent so that we can be closer with you, Lord. So let me just have a quick prayer, and then we can pray for our community. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love us, so that not only can we love you back as you deserve, but we can love one another on this earthly life that is so temporal, that will prepare us to love you back eternally in heaven, Lord God. We're so thankful for this this time of preparation for us. May we every day come to the foot of the cross to look forward to repentance, to be cleansed by your blood, so that we can be with you in a much deeper and deeper way. And Lord, may you also give us this desire to read your words and be devoted to you every day, Lord God. Let no time spent be with you in reading the word or to serve you, do anything, be out of duty or responsibility, but purely be a devotion to you, Lord God. Give us this heart, this burning desire for you alone, Lord God. And Lord God, we know you're so gracious that you love us back in many ways, especially through our brothers and sisters and community that you've blessed us with, that we receive your love so real in this world too, Lord God. We thank you so much for giving us this wonderful community that really spurred us to love each other more and love you back, Lord God. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen. So Let's turn to our first line. Yes, every day we pray for family friends for healing in cancer, chemo and radiation therapy, as well as surgery. We lift up all our brothers and sisters, and Lord God, may you heal them, Lord God, spiritually and also in this temporal life here on earth, that we will be whole with you as well as physically. Thank you. As we know that we are spiritual, eternal being, this life is temporary. We really want our family and brothers and sisters to have this eternal life as well. So please lift up those who are suffering from illness to receive the Lord's salvation, to have this heart to receive His love, and so that we can love Him back as God wants us to and want to bless us with. So lift up these brothers and sisters to receive God's love and love them back. Well, this slide is about all the infirmities that our brothers and sisters have in SP. And I would actually also ask us not to forget Christina as well. I know that Christina was back here to break the fast with us. I personally haven't heard updates about how she's doing, but let's not forget our brother and sister who has made so much progress and God has done so much to heal them, but continue to pray for full healing and full recovery as well. And next slide, there's 2, 4, 6, 7. Yeah, there's about 7 of us in SP here searching for a job. We know that in this month and next month, it's going to be quite quiet. And they probably need to spend some money in buying gifts for families and relatives just to celebrate Chinese New Year. So just ask God to lift up their hearts and spirit too, as this quieter next couple of months, and also for the families to love them more and provide more for them through these Lycee or all these celebrations, that they will receive more of God's love. during this special time as well. Mission focus is on Cambodia. Let's pray for Grace and Ashley. Let's list up Ashley especially. She was supposed to return this week to SP, but one of her grandparents have recently passed away, so she's not coming back to SP yet. So she's flying to see her, so lift her up specially. And also Pastor O from Vision Triality, as well as Pastor Tay New Life Church as well. And also for Bloom, as like Ashley is leaving, so there probably be some changes, adjustments with the sisters working there as well. So lift up Bloom as well. Ask you to especially lift up the leaders and the team in IPWell and Cascade. For many of these brothers and sisters, they are not well known. Maybe apart from well that some of us might go up at the end of the service. But like these ministries are so core to not only the value of SP, but praying for our church, praying for you guys, praying for our pastor, praying for inner healing and physical healing. These are so important in this life. So please lift up our brother and sister, and especially to the leaders, Matt, Ricky and Rachel, that they will also be protected and receive prayers as well. Also ask you to lift up the education ministry, so Noah's Ark, especially for Mary and Yiling to continue to receive God's vision for this ministry, and also for more teachers, so that we will have free service and more people will be able to be blessed at SP, and there will be more seats in the sanctuary rather than people sitting outside now, as I see during Sunday service. Also, special blessings on SP Youth and SPU. Tonight's activity that we have, especially SP Lights Outreach, we're going to not do outreach, but we will have a special meeting with SP Lights for the vision for this year's How God Wants Us to Work with Sons and Daughters, together with perhaps different churches coming together as well in Wan Chai. So please pray for God's revelation, anointing to the leaders, and speak to the team so that we know God's plan, and then we'll have the heart and the obedience and the trust to implement the plan for this year, so that more lives will be saved. And also lift up for Homie Outreach as well. for House Church, who pray for Soho, Robin Hood, and especially our special prayer for Austin West. It's a very new House Church. It's led by Ayons and Johns, and Ayons also not only a mother of two, but also started a business Thai career in Wellington Street. Taking care of business, children, and House Church. It's really, really big. So just lift up this House Church leader. And I think they're meeting back at their home this time. So rather meeting at their workplace. So just lift up this group of brother and sister together. Thank you. And lastly, very importantly, tomorrow begins the celebrations of the 12-year anniversary of SP. Really, it's about God's faithfulness to us and to our pastor and to our congregations. So really just ask you to pray for the service, pray for Pete Samkin to arrive safely on time with a comfortable flight, that he will be nourished and be blessed by being here. So it's not just one way that he blesses us, but he will also receive God as he come here to share and be reunited with the family. And also just pray for congregations able to come tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, that after work, that they're able to leave work in good time. And receive, and we'll be together to know more of God and know more of His love. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that today we have such a privilege to pray for so many brothers and sisters and to have a better understanding of your heart to love, and it's simply a response to love you back, Lord God. So, yes, may we continue to receive more of your revelations and lead us and guide us to love you as you intended, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you to be with us as we continue with our personal prayer times, or go to work, or wherever you take us, Lord God. Help us to remember your love with all that we do, so that everything we do is an offering that's pleasing to you, and everything we do will be in your name, so that nothing will be in vain, Lord God. We thank you so much for your promise in the word. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen.